In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions. Puts the talk into tea.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanafin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, it would not be Christmas in Dublin without the Gaiety Panto celebrating over 150 years of pantomime. Of course, it is no ordinary panto. And this year, it is the fabulous family favourite, Beauty and the Beast. And one man who knows all about it is the incredible Joe Conlon, who you'll know as the iconic panto dame Nana. And I'm so delighted that Joe is with me this morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Lovely to be here.
I'm wonderful. You said 14 years playing the panto dame.
Yes, at the Gaiety.
At the Gaiety.
Yes.
When was your first time on stage at the Gaiety?
My first time was at the Gaiety.
When
I was 18.
Oh, wow.
And that's neither here nor there.
You look great.
And thank you. And I've been doing it for 34 years with various companies throughout the country. And just 2 years, two years ago, I made a decision to move on.
Mm.
Told my wonderful producer, Caroline Downey, and Leo McKenna, my manager in there. And I'm here at this time now, and I finish up on January the 18th at 5:30, the last performance.
Wow, he knows the time and everything. You'll be running out
know
the door.
Our schedule.
Listen, we'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes' time, but let's talk about Nana, because she is such an icon and we love her so much. You've been playing yourself on stage, for 14 years in the Gaiety. How has the character of Nana evolved over that time? Maybe it's something to do with your own style. Is it something to do with the influence of an audience?
Yes, she's definitely a Dublin nanny.
Mm.
She's definitely a Dublin nanny. And even that the broad spectrum of the audiences are coming from all over the country.
Yes.
But she has started there. She's a Dublin warm nanny. She's a lovable character. And this year, particularly in Beauty and the Beast, I just love playing her because she's different elements. And she's one or two gorgeous songs which the audience have never seen Nana do before.
Oh.
And when she comes out in the second half to do this iconic number from Beauty and the Beast, there's a moment where a pin drop going, this is Nanny. Look at Nana. Nana's sort of singing and you can feel it.
Oh, wow.
And it's a lovely moment with her. But yet there's haphazard moments where she could fall or trip up. And there's funny moments. So she's very, very much a lively Dublin character.
Yes. And as well, I have to ask you, because this is the thing I think that fascinates me the most with stage performances. How do you learn all of those lines? We'll say you're doing 2 shows a day on average, 2.5 hours each time. Is there a trick to actually doing it? I ask that because I've never, ever been on a stage or had to do it. So I want to know.
So everyone has a different way of doing it.
Mm.
Repetitiveness with me all the time. I'm learning them all the time, constantly turning up, getting someone to read the other characters with you to learn the lines. I have the script in my dressing room and I keep going back because I don't want to get complacent. Oh, I know this. And this year is a busy, busy time for Nanny, for Nana Potts in Beauty and the Beast. And I keep referring, okay, where am I? Oh yeah, I'm at this scene. I have a break. I have a costume change. What's this scene? Oh yes, I know that line to lead in. And it's constantly learning.
Yeah.
And even there's one particular song at the top of the show which Cogsworth, the Feather Duster and Lumiere and myself sing together at different times. And this year, I struggled with that.
Okay.
Oh my God, it was really hard. I'm now with it. But it was musically very intricate.
Mm.
Darren Crosby has directed the most magical of productions this year. But when he put that number in, I went, oh, that's grand. But when you do it on the floor, you're thinking of blocking, moving. We're behind these columns. You have to listen to other actors going, I don't know where Nana is. I'm lost. So if someone gets lost on the way, oh God, you have to pick it up and
throws
it's tricky.
Throws everything off.
Yes.
There's a lot to be thinking of at the time,
yes,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You have mentioned that you made the decision 2 years ago to step down. What was the thought process behind that decision and why now?
The thought process was it wasn't easy, number one.
Mm.
But I love change. I think change is terribly important in your life. And 14 years there, playing the iconic Dame. What a privilege to follow in the steps of Maureen Potter and people like her. So I made that decision during Cinderella, because the following year there was Peter Pan, and I knew after Peter Pan, whatever they chose to do, I will finish up there.
Okay.
Because there's other projects that I want to pursue, other creative projects.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to sit back, say another 4 years later, still being there, not pursuing those projects. I think it's very good for your cognitivity, your mental health, and your however you feel about life. I'm very proactive. I'm very positive. But these are things that, these are for me. And this is my decision.
Yeah.
So I'm in control of that decision. Will I miss this the nearer I get to this?
Of course.
Nana's getting welled up. And the public have been very responsive and to Nana with this decision, as have 98FM over the years, coming in here, being very good to the Gaiety Panto, going, get Nana in. And that I'm so grateful for. And I appreciate it, but change is good.
Yeah.
And that's next year, where there's loads of different things happening for Nana.
Of course. Mm. And like you say, it's so powerful to know yourself when to kind of call time on it.
You're,
you know,
so
because
right.
You have so much ahead of you, Joe. And we're so excited to see what you go on to do next. It's been such a pleasure to see you on that stage, just lighting it up and bringing everything to life. And listen, we have loads of shows to go, because it's already kicked off at the Gaiety Theatre. It is Beauty and the Beast this year, and all of the shows are running well into January.
Absolutely.
You can find out all the information at Gaiety.
And we've been already extended to the 18th of January.
So I heard.
Because this is no ordinary panto.
It's the Gaiety panto! Joe Connell, thank you so much for joining me on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
And this is the time of the week where we get delish with somewhere or something new to eat around Dublin. Russell Alford, who is one half of Gastrogaze and also Sunday Times restaurant critique, likes to come here and delve out your information somewhere that you have at recently and give us basically the new thing we need to add to our own menu.
Absolutely. And the main thing is make you very hungry.
Absolutely.
Which is exactly what you want at 12:30 of a Tuesday afternoon.
Of course it is. Now, recently we've been getting very festive in
we
our
have.
Hunger.
Us ho-ho-hos have been getting very festive, ready for the big day, because Dublin is awash with great Christmas sandwiches. And I think I may have found the one. I think I may have found my favourite thus far.
Okay.
And I'm not turning around saying this is the best or anything like that. This is just the one that I have enjoyed the most.
Okay.
For a variety of
reasons.
Okay,
but Russell, this is kind of a revelation, because you get asked how many times around the festive season, where is the best Christmas sandwich?
And then I just go into a list and go, you decide.
So you might have a definitive answer
I may do.
Okay, do tell.
So, by the way, all the places that we've featured so far over the Christmas time have all been featured on Dublin Delish before. So they're kind of just a bit of a reheat of a few of the favourites as well. Tir Deli is a fabulous deli that has been around for a number of years. It started off in Baggot Street. It's now on Hatch Street, down by Harcourt Lewis.
Yep.
I don't need to tell you how popular it is, because any time I've ever been in there, there has been a queue. And when I picked up my Christmas sandwich, no exception.
Oh, it's a good sign though.
To the extent I was very fearful when I was ordering, because I got into the queue, there was a bit of a queue, and then one of the gentlemen said, 15 Christmas sandwiches left.
15.
So there's me in the queue going,
counting the numbers.
I think I was number 11. And then I was looking at the little screen that had everyone else's orders on it.
Yeah.
And some of the orders were for a ham and cheese sandwich or a roast beef sandwich.
Perfect.
So I was like, grand,
thank you. Yeah.
I was about 3 from the front. 10 sandwiches left.
Panic.
Yes. So I got a sandwich.
Yay!
That's the important thing. And their Christmas sandwich is legendary. So let's go through exactly what it is. It's a very high quality, high provenance. So it's really good, well-crafted food that's in there. Really well thought out. And some of the highest welfare that you're going to get in terms of the animals in particular.
Okay,
so
tell us all
roast
about
free-range turkey breast, turkey sausage stuffing, which is made using the leg meat of the turkey. So again, using as much of the animal as possible.
Yeah.
Smoked free-range ham, gravy, Christmas tree mayo. Yeah, you're a bit. When you try it, it's incredible.
I'm presuming it's not actually a Christmas tree, is it?
Pine. It's infused with pine.
Is it actually?
And the flavour on it.
I thought they were just calling it that.
No, the flavour on it is just this lovely, like very fresh, extra little hint of flavour in there with a little bit of nuttiness to it. It's absolutely gorgeous. Irish cheddar, cranberry sauce. It's on a ciabatta. It's toasted.
Yummy.
And honestly, it is wonderful.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful, beautiful sandwich, I have to say. And it's very, very popular, as was evident. Now, in terms of timings, they start serving it around 22:12 or so.
Okay.
I got in there about 1:30 and it was on the last 10.
Okay, so you get in early.
So if you're listening to this and you're in the vicinity of Tir Deli on Hatch Street and you're a little bit tempted, leave the office or your workplace right now.
Run.
And run, okay? I'm just telling you. This will be going on until Christmas. And if you don't get in there, there are other sandwiches. There's smoked Wagyu beef sandwich. There's Sunday roast sandwich. They are all fabulous, as is their seasonal specials.
Can I ask you, finally, Russell, price point for that Christmas sandwich?
This one is $12.50, so it is kind of on the higher end. But as I say, the quality of the ingredients here and the crafting, they take a lot of time and attention in terms of smoking their own meats, lots of ferments. Hello, they're making Christmas tree mayo.
I know. That alone I need to try this for.
Yeah, get down there.
Give us a reminder of where it is.
This is Tir Deli, and they are Tir _ Deli, T-I-R, Deli on Instagram, and they are at Hatch Street, and that is done. Delish.
Russell, thank you so much. Starving as always after it.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98 FM.